Thank you. All right. By the way, joining us now on the Dialpad guest line, it's Peter King, 95.7 The Game NFL insider from NBC Sports. And of course, Peter is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. Peter, it's Ryan Covey, Whitey Gleason, and Ray Ratto. How are you today?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing terrific. Appreciate your time today, as always. Do you think that maybe the Seahawks yesterday looked past the Arizona Cardinals with this big game with the 49ers looming, or was it just... this is just kind of who they are right now, considering all the attrition that they've suffered lately at key personnel?
Yeah, I think that, first of all, they, over the last year plus, they've had trouble protecting Russell Wilson. And I think especially without a significant running game, they're going to be in big trouble. And so that was the biggest issue, and I don't think they look past them. I just don't. I don't. I'm not a big believer in that, mostly. And so my feeling is that if you take away their running game, and then at some point you lose the left tackle as well, you're going to have a hard time beating the Lions or the Giants. And I think, especially too, the Arizona defense has got some really impressive parts. So it's a stunner that they lost the game. But it's just, to me, it's just like, you know, the Falcons lost for the 49ers. Most teams are going to have one of those every year, most good teams. And, I mean, you look at the NFL this year. I mean, early in the year, the Browns killed the Ravens in Baltimore. It's just, I don't know, football's a funny game.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
look at you, Ray.
Yeah. That said, as limited as Seattle is and as small as their point differential is, which indicates to you that, at least it indicates to me, that every game is blood sport for them because they could barely get out with their pants up. How is it that they're 11-4 other than Russell Wilson?
Because I think when everybody is healthy, when everybody on the, in that franchise shows up, their running game is, you know, last year it was obviously one of the best, if not the best running games in the league. And that's what they have become, really, at this point in Russell Wilson's career. They know that they don't have a great pass-blocking offensive line, and so they have done something weird. They have played very often six offensive linemen, with George Fant being sort of the roving guy, and they basically have said, look, we're going to run it, and you stop us. And that's that, plus sort of the magic of Russell Wilson, I think, is a pretty effective tool. So without that, without the running game, and that's what makes the Marshawn Lynch dalliance so interesting, because it makes sense to consider doing something absolutely desperate. Because if they show up against the 49ers with the team that played the second half against the Cardinals, they're in very big trouble.
Peter, what was your initial reaction when you found out that Marshawn Lynch was headed to Seattle and that he might actually be back on the field for them?
I mean, I'm just like everybody else. I'm sure I was extremely surprised. But I do think there's some shot of adrenaline when you think about it, that signing Marshawn Lynch would give them. That place will be absolutely crazy, whatever that means. I don't know that that really matters all that much after the first few minutes of the game. I remember Bill Cowher once said, one of the things about being a team on the road when you're a good football team is that the crowd is going to get so totally into the game, and you have to be able just to withstand the ravages of the first 6 or 8 or 10 minutes of the game and wait for the crowd to yell itself out, you know? And that is what you know, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, and I have no idea if he'll even talk about the noise. They know it's going to be noisy on Sunday night. But if I'm Kyle Shanahan, that's exactly what I'm telling everybody, that this crowd is going to be really, really loud. And it's going to be very loud emotionally early in this game. And you just have to withstand that. I don't think it's very complicated. That's what they're going to have to do.
All that said, is there something about Marshawn Lynch that makes this different? For instance, apparently they're bringing in C.J. Anderson as well, who had a big game in the playoffs last year. Is there something about Marshawn Lynch's history that makes him what seems to be the preferred choice in what I think we can all agree is an incredibly desperate move?
Greg Bishop, the Sports Illustrated writer, who's a good friend of mine, once told me that he was at a Mariners game at Safeco, or whatever it's called now, and he's at this Mariners game, and there's this great hubbub. He's out sitting in the outfield somewhere. There's this great hubbub at this bar or this place where, you know, everybody's sitting drinking beer, and he finds out that Marshawn Lynch is there. So all of a sudden it becomes that no one really cares about the baseball game. It's Marshawn. And there's just something about him, even when it was clear that he was being a divisive factor with the front office, with Pete Carroll. It was very clear that he was the mayor of the locker room and as powerful a positive force in that city as there could be. He was just a totally beloved figure. I dare say the most popular player in Seahawks history. And I know that sounds crazy, but I think it's absolutely true. And yes, Ray, it is a desperate situation. But I think these are desperate times for Seattle, because if you don't do something like this, if you just say, well, okay, we're going to go with Homer Simpson or whatever this other guy's name is.
No.
Played for 5 minutes in the NFL, you know, and let's pull up some guy from our practice squad. If you do that, then you're almost consigning yourself to opening the playoffs, let's just say, at Philadelphia, you know, or wherever, but having an almost impossible task. As much as, you know, we try to poo-poo the meaning of home field, and I don't think it's as important as a lot of people do. There's absolutely no question that CenturyLink playing there is a big advantage to that team. They've lost some games there, and they've been an excellent road team. They're 5-0 in the Eastern Time Zone this year. But that was when they had all of their people, or most of their people. And now without them, I do think it's desperate times require desperate measures.
Talking to Peter King, our 95.7 The Game insider. It's Ryan Covey, Whitey Gleason, and Ray Ratto. And speaking of home field advantage, we know that the 49ers have the opportunity by winning up in Seattle to clinch home field throughout. In order for the 49ers to see this season through and get to Miami, what chance would you give them if they had to start on the road and win 3 road games versus win 2 home games in the road to the Super Bowl, go through Levi's? I would argue that if they have to play 3 road games, they're not making it to the Super Bowl this year. I don't really give them any chance to win 3 road games, whereas 2 home games, that seems pretty doable to me.
Yeah, they're an interesting team, because I think every game they enter, they had that 3-game stretch, obviously, with Green Bay at home and then at Baltimore and at New Orleans, that seemed like just the impossible dream. And, you know, they ended up playing really well on the road. Won one, lost one, had the incredible Kittle play in New Orleans. But, I a lot of times I would say, of course you'd rather play two games at home. Anybody would. But I've seen it happen before. I've seen the Steelers do it. I've seen the Giants do it twice. The last time the Giants did it, they did it when they went 9-7. And it's weird. There's weird stuff that happens in the playoffs, and why each individual game is sort of an odd entity. You know, the reason the Giants made one of those Super Bowls is that Mike McCarthy ended up resting most of his prime players for like 19 days before they played the game. And the Giants were battle-tested at that point. And you go to the whole debate about when you enter the playoffs, should you be resting guys? I mean, we're going to see the exact same thing with the Baltimore Ravens this year. Lamar Jackson will not have played a football game for 20 days when he takes the field in the playoffs. Now, most teams will say, it doesn't matter. And maybe it doesn't, but it has really affected. It affected the Indianapolis Colts twice in a major way when they lost in the playoffs. It affected the Packers that year when they were the best team in the NFC. So, I can't tell you other than to say everybody would like to play two games at home and have a bye and have the ability to get healthy. But San Francisco is one of these teams that if Kittle's playing in and if they're relatively healthy in the secondary, if Sherman's okay, I think they can win anywhere at any time.
All right, great stuff, Peter. Appreciate your time, and happy holidays to you, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
Same to you guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, good stuff from Peter King. And, yeah, I don't want it to sound like